Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, the roving mic takes us to the downtown YMCA to talk about fitness goals, construction, and why the why. We talk to best-selling local author Tony Rubleski about his new book, Don't Quit. We preview the inaugural edition of the Beer City Pepper Fest happening on the 24th, and it's cookie sales time. The Girl Scouts of Michigan Shore to Shore are getting ready to sell you cookies.
So let's start strong. How are you doing with those fitness goals? Roving Mike takes you to the Downtown Y. We speak with Executive Director Allie Cochran about fitness goals, construction, and why the why. Here we are, the second week of January. How are you doing with your fitness goals?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm on track. I'm waking up early. I'm making it happen. I tell myself there's no other option but just to wake up and do it. So it's going well.
How important is that philosophy to your members?
The philosophy of waking up, and yes, it's so very important. I think settling a routine is probably one of the most important things that you can do if you want to start a fitness regime.
Now, Allie, thanks for your leadership. We're in the lobby. What's happening? What's the big elephant in the room?
Lots of things happening. So as you know, right across from us, we have the soccer stadium going up, which we're really excited about. Really cool view. Every day we see it get a little bit more developed, so we're excited about that. But also internal construction. So we have a lot of renovations going on. Our men's locker room is wrapping up quickly, and it's going to be open on Friday, which we're really excited about, Friday, 5 a.m. And then we also have our women's locker room wrapped up. On top of that, a makerspace. So a lot of Y's are doing makerspaces where we are doing programs. There's plugins, so you can do construction projects and STEAM and STEM and arts and humanities, as well as an e-sports space, too, for our community, which we're really excited about, too.
We'll take a little trip and peek in the window. A couple of facts and figures to get out of the way. If I'm going to join ASAP, is there a fee for me?
Actually, no. So January, we have a $0 joiner fee, and so you come in, and that is no cost to you.
Are there scholarships available?
There is scholarships available. So that's something that you can check online on our website at grandrapidsymca.org, or you can come up front and we can help that with you in-house too as well.
Does my membership allow my visit to all Y branches in West Michigan?
All Y branches in West Michigan and all YMCAs. So we are part of the nationwide program. So if you join here, let's say you're going to Florida for vacation because it's nice and warm, you can go there as well, which is a really cool thing that Ys do.
Well, we did not ask Rodney at the front desk to be quiet. We're hearing him in the background. How important is service when it comes to walking into your front doors?
It's probably the most important thing that the Ys focus on. So, yes, we're a gym, we're a swim, we're all of those things, but we're also here to connect community and make people feel as if that they're welcomed. And it's probably, like I said, one of the most important things that we value here at the YMCA.
All right, let's go take a tour. Bring me to, what, the makerspace?
Yeah, the makerspace, and it's just like what it sounds like. So it's a space to make things. So as you can see, we have a lot of tables and high-top chairs, and also you'll see outlets that are hanging above the tables, and so we can plug things in, and we can have hot glue guns, and whatever you think of, we can create it. So it's a really neat space that also can be maneuvered and changed for other programming as well.
Who uses this?
Anybody right now. So we're looking to provide some programming in here, but from kiddos to adults, right? So we're looking to fill this space, and it's ready to turn over pretty soon.
And this is just a reminder, as I think I'll probably say repetitively, that the Y, as you mentioned, is more than just a gym and swim.
Yeah, more than gym and swim. So the biggest piece within the YMCA is the community piece. So getting people around people, developing relationships and connections that sometimes even last a lifetime.
And this is such that it's for your members only, or are you able to rent this out to the community?
Yeah, that's something that we're still in transition figuring out, but I'm sure that we will be able to open it up for rentals. So we're getting back into the birthday party rental space as well. So that could be a part of it.
Now you bring me to, I guess, your entrance and exit, but this conversation is more about that. What's going in here as it continues to be built?
Yes, a big thing, not just at YMCAs, but everywhere, is eSports and eGaming. So we're looking to do an eGaming studio for modern recreation and community engagement. Really, the possibilities are endless, and so that's like just like the makerspace looking to turn over very, very soon.
Who goes, I guess, the behind the scenes? Who's designing this for comfort and obviously atmosphere for your members?
Yeah, so we're looking to use it for all sorts of things. So you think about esports, video games, that's what it is, so which is super exciting. But
you need some chairs.
Yes, we need some chairs. We need some computers. Those are coming soon. But also think about it, things like seniors and learning IT and tech and Excel and Word. So, again, back to this, the possibilities are truly endless for what we can do with our e-gaming studio.
And more on the mechanics. Again, I'm a member. I want to. Do I reserve a spot? Do you know how that will work just yet?
We don't, not just yet, but it's coming soon, and they will know.
Good. Because it's closed during construction. Looking forward to that opening. So, I mean, this is kind of where you were when it comes to the kids' zone, but bigger and better.
Bigger and better and new. So lots of new furniture and just a new space with new carpet and paint, just freshening up to look like the other spots at the DDH YMCA.
So how will this work? Somewhat like the other? Give me the 101s.
Yeah, nothing really changes once they go over here. So right now they're in a temporary space. But the cool thing about the kids' zone space is there's a restroom right in that location as well. So new, improved, like I said, new toys, new furniture, just a new look.
So is this where the kids play while the parents are playing?
Yeah, Kids Zone is a really cool thing that the YMCA does, where it's really drop off your kids, go work out. I've mentioned this before, but I think it's a really cool thing to know that you don't just need to work out. You can go read a book. You can go take a shower by yourself. Go take a walk. Just have some peace for 2 hours a day.
And how important is the staff here?
Incredibly important. The cool thing about the DDH Kids Zone staff is you'll see them on the floor playing with the kids. They're very interactive. Activities are being done. They're running around with the kiddos. It's a really cool sight to see.
Well, maybe on your next rebuild, you can do this for someone who owns dogs.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Yes.
Well, yes, I should be doing an interview with Rodney, who checks us in, and your other stellar staff. But he's busy. Tell me about your new front entrance.
Yeah, so if you've not been to DDH in a while, when you walk in, it will look completely new. So we had a desk that was probably in the middle of the lobby. Now it's right up front. So you get a quicker entrance greeting as well as quicker service. The place is really beautiful. It's nice and bright. So come on and check it out.
How does one become a member?
There's multiple ways to become a member, so you can do that online, or you can always come in-house to be able to sign up for a membership as well, and we do tours all day, every day.
Handicap accessible here at DDH?
We are, yep. So on the east side of the building, we have an ADA lot, and that lot is for people with handicaps as well as childcare, drop-off, and seniors, too.
You say we're going up to the third floor?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's take the steps.
Okay.
This is where I'll be, hopefully in a couple of hours, Allie. What's that mean, the third floor?
The third floor is our whole wellness space. So think about treadmills, bikes, ellipticals, squat racks, free weights. I could go on and on, as well as our basketball courts, too, racquetball and a squash court and a track. So it's really where all the things happen here at the Y.
And you've had some construction done to this floor that's probably you're off and running. The members have come.
Yeah, this was the first phase. It's really, really beautiful. So new paint, new flooring. And then if you've been to the DDH YMCA, you know that the windows are just gorgeous. You get a whole view to the city.
Again, I can come in and do my workout and go home. But what if I needed a personal trainer?
Oh, we have them. So you can stop by anytime and be able to sign up for personal training. We also have something called Coaching Connections. So that's something that you can do before your personal training, just so you can know how to use the machines properly and safely. Or you could just jump right into personal training. That's offered as well.
Going back to our initial conversation of making this a lifestyle instead of just a January thing, I would think having accountability to a trainer or a coach would help me stay all year long?
Yeah, we have people who've been clients for years, which is really cool. And the relationship that they form with our personal trainer is amazing, too. We have a wide variety of different personal trainers, and so that's something that the member can choose themselves.
And, of course, I've got to get my basketball out and shoot some hoops. What about the gym? Any expansions here?
So no expansions on the gym, but that's where a lot of our programming takes place. So, and a lot of pickup basketball. If you come here at night, you'll see games going on like crazy. And they welcome people just to pop in. So if you're ever interested in doing some pickup basketball, we have it here at DDH.
Do kids actually do homework here?
They do, yeah. So part of our renovation is a furniture plan as well. So our second floor has some brand new furniture. And at the night, we've been seeing a lot of kiddos and even college students, since we're right next to Grand Valley, do some homework and hang out and utilize the free Wi-Fi.
As I look at more of your things to do and what to do here, I know you just had your Less Meals launch party Saturday, January 10th. You've got Posture and Power, Youth Basketball League. So you're hitting all generations?
All generations. The cool thing about the YMCA, it truly serves 1 to 100, sometimes 100 plus, right? So we have something for all ages all the time.
How's swimming going?
Swimming's going great. Here at DDH, we have two pools. We have a family pool with a slide, not to mention, as well as a lap pool, too. So if you want to work out and or have fun with the kiddos and the family, we have it.
Here we are in the spin room. Let's grab on a bike and do this while pedaling. You in?
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it.
All right, next time. Allie, this is part of your program, part of your programming, but what is special about a spin class?
I think the community is probably the most special. With that, too, on our second floor is our spin studio, and you see that it's dark, and there are some cool, fun lights. So that's really the vibe that spinning classes look for, and so we try to mimic that here at DDH.
So the lights pretty much stay off once class begins?
That is correct. Oh. Yep, you make it like a party, so it's a good time.
What other programs might I participate in?
We have so much. So one of our most popular Group X classes has been Pilates. Pilates is making a major comeback. I'm talking about 50-plus people in this class. Also, we have yoga, which is a big class here. And we have Les Mills classes as well. And that varies from body combat to things called grit. And it goes on and on. So we have a lot of those classes as well.
And how important is childcare here?
So important. So our child care development center is on our second floor, and they're always buzzing with kiddos there. So they do such good work, hard workers up there.
And you do have new furniture and new opportunities for me just to hang.
Yeah, so many opportunities. So our first floor renovation for the furniture will be coming January, maybe early February. So places to sit, to do homework, to do work, to have community, you know, really whatever you want. It's a space for you to lounge.
Who's passing us now?
We got a lot of kiddos passing us right now. Hi.
Hi.
And they're going to school. They have important things to do.
They sure do.
Oh, and he's running. Let's sign him up for the Olympics. Back to where we started, back to your front lobby where, well, members are still coming in. Allie, again, membership's open, no fee. We want you to be here all year long. What else would you like to share when it comes to, I guess, a bigger and better why?
Yeah, so as you know, right now we have a partnership with Grand Valley Stay on Seward with the parking ramp. So we have parking there for members and non-members alike. But also we have our Skybridge construction. So groundbreaking is scheduled for spring 2026 with a completion expected by late 2026. So that's a really big piece that we're really looking forward to.
And of course, I guess the summary, the why is open to all.
Yeah, the why is for all, and that's actually one of our taglines. So anybody and everybody, come on out, and we're waiting for you.
All right, which piece of equipment will I see you on today?
You'll see me in my office up and down the stairs, if that counts.
You know, it does. Allie, how do we find out more about membership?
Yes, YMCA, gryMCA.org. You can check us out there, or like I mentioned earlier, stop in at any time.
Well, that was fun, and yes, keep me accountable. I will be there. Maybe in more than a couple of hours, I have work to do, but practice what you preach, as they say. Get out and just do it. Well, he's back, and I won't say bigger and better because he started big. The book is out, number 10, Don't Quit. 50 lessons from the pages and stages of life, required reading, in my opinion. Tony Wroblewski, you are all about capturing the mind and more. We've been doing this for a bit, and we'll continue doing it. Congratulations on, is it number 10?
It is correct. Thank you, my friend. Good to be here in the studio.
We have fun, don't we? Oh, boy. Love the front cover. Love the opportunity to talk about not quitting, but better said, don't quit. And I like this kind of play on your title. Don't quit, do it.
Well, thank you. I've got a great creative team. Shout out to Lara and Kelsey and the team. And you got to catch people's attention. It's busy out there, my friends. So we practice what we teach the best we can.
Ooh, practice what you teach. How would you describe your brand, your platform?
Really, the goal of Mind Capture the last 20 years, Shelley, is to capture attention for businesses, nonprofits, startups, anyone that's trying to get their message out there. We're down to 8 seconds. Microsoft data is 8-second attention span. We are now shorter than a goldfish, my friend. So I have faith in humanity, but the attention spans are getting real short.
That's why my interviews are shorter, if you really want to know. There we are. What was your first book?
First one was mind capture, and they had a picture of a pair of hands holding a green glowing brain. And the whole goal was to get attention, obviously, and that cover got lots of attention because it was almost like sci-fi and shocking. But that was 22 years ago?
We did that interview.
Wow.
And you've expanded. Obviously, we'll ask how to find out more about you. I've liked your latter two books where you shared your inspiration on a daily basis with us. What, the positive disruptions?
You got it. Thank you, my friend. A quote and a question to upshift the day. Fun to write. Very much for the reader to get involved, to journal, and really self-reflect. This one was a very marked change over a period of about 3 years to write it. Challenging, but worth it now. Because it's looking back at the last 21 years of being on the road as a writer and a professional speaker.
Yes, you are a best-selling author, president of Mind Capture Group, and yes, executive business coach, TEDx presenter, and more. But let's talk about the latest when it comes to your good work. Don't quit. What do you mean?
It's tough. There are days you and I, we're both athletes, you train, I watch your journey the last 21 years, and there are days you get on that treadmill of life and you want to stop. We get busy, we make excuses. So the book is very self-reflective, not only the successes, but there's a lot of deep valleys in the book where I failed. And it's not about what was me, that's who I used to be, Shelley, but it's to present a very real, almost raw, a picture of what entrepreneur life is like. And especially with an 8-second attention span, YouTube, you know, TikTok world, everyone thinks everything's instantaneous. I want it now. You know, when you train to run marathons, you've got to train. You don't show up on race day and say, let's just stretch and go.
Some
it takes
people
time.
Do. No. Yes, it does. Thank you for that that reflection. 50 Lessons from the Pages and Stages of Life. Is it, do you bring other stories into your work?
For sure. Most of them are very personal. You had asked me before we came on air, from meeting Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac to different celebrities, people you see on television, newsmakers, you know, New York Times bestsellers. Those encounters the last 20 years have been very interesting to watch human nature to get to those places. You know, I don't have the silver spoon or the trust fund, so I've had to hustle and have great people around me and great promoters to co-promote what I do. So those stories are in there. It's very juicy. People are like, man, you put a lot on the table with this one.
Juicy's good. Give me an example, Tony.
I mentioned Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac, the rock group, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's a story about ask. And I think I want to share with the audience before I tell the story is ask for more this year from your life, from your hobbies, your talents, your goals. It's distracting. There's always something breaking out there. You know, you're in the media business full time. But the Mick Fleetwood story, the very short version is 2007. He was a speaker in Mandalay Bay. We were both booked. I had a couple of LPs I brought with me for fun because I'm a huge music geek. I talk about a chapter about music, sweet music as well. It's about life and business. And the promoter's like, I don't know if you can meet Mick. We've only got green room for VIPs. I said, well, I won't take long. I'd just love to get an autograph and a photo. And I kept persisting, not belligerent, but I didn't take the first no. I said, well, I'll be really quiet. And he's like, all right, be quiet in the green room. So I got to meet Mick Fleetwood. Listened for 30 minutes how he wrote Rumors, how they wrote the song Tusk, and the stories. And my friend that was with me in the photo when we got the picture with Mick was like, you're the best friend ever. But we persisted. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet a rock star and a hero that you grew up listening to. Rumors, top-selling albums of all time. And I thought, you know what? There's a lesson here, not about being bossy or belligerent, but ask for more. And sometimes you'll be shocked. People say, all right, let's do this.
Tony Wroblewski with us back in the house, president of Mind Capture Group, and of course his latest work, Don't Quit, 50 Lessons from the Pages and Stages of Life. Let me look at some themes here. You talk about how setbacks become set-ups. What's the psychology here?
Well, it's become kind of a household vernacular term. It seems cliche, but that's really how life works. That's why it's a cliche. It's the setbacks that typically you either quit, or you say, you know what? What am I going to learn to go forward, to redirect, go around, go over, or rethink the entire plan? So the book has got some very personal stories of failure in the book that didn't stop me, but also want to teach the readers, if they enjoy it, to don't do what I do. So it's also a warning. Don't do these things because you don't set out to fail. But if you do, how are you going to respond and how are you going to move forward?
Yes. Talk to me about how mistakes can teach gratitude and grit. We're supposed to make mistakes, right?
Correct. Failing forward. Another writer of mine, friend John Maxwell's great work, okay? Leadership guru. Give him credit, is that you learn by failing. Imagine your first broadcast all these years ago.
Oh, I
left the microphone on.
Imagine.
That's a whole story. But I remember I called, remember Brian Tracy?
Yes.
Yes. He was one of my, this is when I was filling in as a host, so I was scared to death. Still am, not really. But I called him and I put the phone down in my little technical world. You know, good morning, Brian Tracy. And there was a dial tone. And I had no idea really what to do. And of course, I'm scrambling and my microphone's on. I'm still here 24 years later. Tony, go.
There it is.
Keep
there
going.
It is, Shelley. There it is.
You know, I didn't quit.
You know, I look at a TEDx talk. I gave TEDx Kalamazoo a year and a half ago. It took 10 years to finally get on a TEDx stage. And I was typecast. It's real. They look at me for years. I applied for TEDx Detroit, to TEDx to Seattle, and all points in between. They said, look, you're overqualified. You're a professional speaker. You're too good. So we had to reframe, and I kept trying and applying, applying and applying. And finally, TEDx Kalamazoo, Mel, give him a quick plug here. You know, excuse me, Lem is the promoter of TEDx Kalamazoo, said, you know what, we're going to give you a shot. And there has been many debates, but I finally got on stage, which I talk about in the book, obviously, is how gambling saved my life was my TEDx talk. So day at a time, a little over 3,200 days without a bet. I didn't know my biggest failure in my life became a TEDx talk. I didn't script that as a motivational, inspirational speaker, that your biggest failure is how you're going to get on the TEDx stage. Yes. Go figure.
You, again, the book, Don't Quit. You give tools and encouragement to keep going no matter what life throws your way. What's a tool to take away?
Gratitude is thrown around a lot today. It works. I think the biggest thing, the last two books, Positive Disruption, were journals about really gratitude, Shelley. That was my top-selling book of all time, was Positive Disruption. But it's about the reader reflecting back. I talk a lot about going inward, the quiet time, the meditation. Whether you're higher power, whatever it might be, I love humans. That's what I do. You do the same thing. And I say, you know what? If you've got a higher power, it helps the human race because it's usually positive. And when you self-reflect, many times you get the idea. I'm sure when you're on a run or I'm on the treadmill at the gym, an idea hits you because your mind is calm. It's self-reflection. It's a beautiful gift.
Well, that's why we do this. It's called brain health. There you are.
Yep.
Again, founder of the Life by Design Summit in Sedona, Arizona, annual mind capture boot camp, now in your 15th year. But yes, you do continue to write. As we wind down, Tony Wrubleski, this can be picked up anytime I need perspective.
Correct. The advanced reviews have been interesting because it's so different than the other 9 books. And what I've heard is, hey, you can look at the 50 lessons, like you pick a chapter each week and go through it. And some chapters will resonate with the reader more than others. Some might be things you've been through or things you're going to go through. And there's a lot of positivity in the book, obviously, but some of the things we were asking the team, should we leave out? They said, no, if you want to be real authentic, you got to leave these in here. You can't tell half a story.
Talk about the front cover.
Imaging.
It's you.
I match the guy on the cover. So there's a guy running around looks like me. You know, the big thing is I'm up against a wall, literally in that photo. And I think the big thing is that, hey, it's more of a memoir. And I've struggled for years, Shelley, to put out my image more on a book because I'm more about, hey, it's about the reader. But if you're going to brand and tell your stories, you have to have the image of yourself as the writer, the creator of that content.
Yes. So if one is ready to quit, what do you tell them?
You know what? Grab a book, find a mentor, watch a TEDx talk, get a coach. There are plenty of resources. Obviously, I'm a writer, so pick up a great book or an audiobook to serve you. There's all sorts of resources, Shelley.
You on the treadmill today?
Amen. Okay. Tonight, we're going to make up for this morning.
That's what it's all about. Tony Wrubleski, how do we find out more information about Don't Quit and more?
Thank you. Just go to mindcapturegroup.com. Again, mindcapturegroup.com. There's a button on there that says new book. Click it.
Thank you for
You're
not
welcome.
Quitting yourself.
Amen, my friends.
In celebration of all things spice, it is an inaugural edition of the Beer City Pepper Fest. It comes 24th, end of the month. All things spicy and funny, so we get spice and fun in the house. Virginia Azengruber, always a pleasure. Good morning to you, Virginia.
Shelley, so good to see you. It's really great to be here on a Monday morning.
Monday morning. I like Mondays. But usually you don't, I would think the comedy takes a rest on a Monday night sometimes.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's not the hot night you'd think it would be.
That's right. I am also pleased to introduce you, Nate Marin, a veteran musician yourself. Of course, the brand that you wear now is all about what? hot sauce with fat baby in the front to describe it?
Yes, ma'am. Fat baby hot sauce. We're a farm to bottle, a small batch hot sauce made right here in Grand Rapids.
Media trained, you brought your sauce in. There we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Virginia, set us up for our conversation. First of all, remind me of the good work you personally do in the comedy world.
Oh, you're so kind. The good work is trying to make folks laugh. I produce and host shows all over the city. I also write a column for localspins.com called Local Grins to let people know where they can learn all about the amazing, hilarious comedians in town. And that's actually where I met Nate. Was he sponsored my tour this past summer. I went on my maternity leave tour, if you remember. It was sponsored by Fat Baby Hot Sauce, and in that, I think we developed a really nice friendship and partnership. And so when Nate wanted to do the Beer City Pepper Fest and he wanted to have some comedians, he kind of reached out and he was like, hey, do you want to, you know, be there? Do you want to kind of help guide some of the, you know, performers or, you know, I guess.
And then it evolved
into, do you want to produce this? And I said, yes, I love hot sauce and I have enough heartburn medication for the duration of this project. So it's fine. It's good.
I have a lot of questions, a lot of just basic questions. First of all, are we loving hot sauce these days?
Yeah, absolutely. The city is kind of batty about it, especially younger folks, right? You see tons of folks come to our live events, tasting sauce, walking away, enjoying what we make. And in general, spicy food is seeing an uptick in the country, obviously on the back of some of the larger media, hot ones and such. But yeah, there's a large kind of fan following of our stuff in general, but of hot sauce overall.
How did Fat Baby Hot Sauce come to be, and what's up with the baby?
Well, we started making sauce by growing chilies, and that's what we're really passionate about, is the chili pepper. It's an amazing fruit, right? So the plant itself is just so giving. It's so bountiful. They make so many fruit on each plant, and it's just wild how much they give. And as a metaphor, we love that kind of concept. So we decided that we love the plant very much, and we started making hot sauce. But the farm is at the heart of everything we do. We did just shy of 2 tons of chili this year, yeah, up at the farm.
Where's the farm?
The farm's in Gladwin, Michigan.
Yeah.
Old family farm. We have 80 years on the farm now as a family. It's got 160 acres, and we farm chilies on about 2.5 acres.
Who would have known that you're right here in our beautiful state of Michigan? Before I get to you, Virginia, so we are talking Beer City Pepper Fest.
Yeah, Beer City Pepper Fest. We are big fans of the city's kind of infatuation with craft beer. The way we craft hot sauce is very similar, right? So small batch, handmade, care given to every single, intention given to every single thing we do. So we thought, what a perfect blend to take this Beer City and then blend our hot sauce with it.
When and where is the fest?
So the fest is January 24th at the Intersection. Starts at 11, hopefully goes till around 8-ish.
Yeah, good. And we see Virginia and your team. All right, bring us into a couple of sessions, Virginia.
Yes, so we're going to be having a few different comedians. We've got a really fun, Nate mentioned hot ones, so we actually have some really fun improvising comedians that are coming, and they do an event called Wingprov, so that's going to be fun, improv and wings. And then we have Matt Sharp, who is a really funny, family-friendly comedian who recently wrote a comedic spiritual devotional book meant to be read in the bathroom. It's called From My Throne to His. So, you know, that hot sauce connection there. Listen, we all feel it, you know, okay?
You went there, I didn't. Only human, very cool. And then what about you, Virginia?
I'll be performing and hosting. Yes, so sorry. I'll be the MC for the comedy stage. I will be performing and hosting, and we're going to have a lot of amazing bands as well. So the Intersection is such a, you know, classic music venue in town. So anybody that's been there and seen a show, you know the energy in the big room. So we're actually going to get to take over the big room in the back. And we've got bands like Prairie Drone Companion. We've got, Low Phase, Quality Cinema Band. Members of Domestic Problems are going to be there. And then
Old school Carissa Wilson. Yes. She's a fixture in town for sure. Yeah, and a good friend.
So it starts at 11.
Yes.
And goes couple?
Yeah. As, yeah. So tickets are available on our website. It starts at 11. We've got vendors and artists as well. And so I think it might be one of those things where we just go until they kick us out. You know?
Exactly. Yes.
And does my one paid ticket price keep me there all day?
No, there'd be a couple sessions until we see that that's not feasible, right? So it looks like we're definitely going to be able to progress with the show for sure. But should things not happen, we'll cinch it down to a smaller time frame. But
and that would be 11 to 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, makes sense. What kind of what comedy will you present, Virginia?
Oh, I've got some new material, you know, single mom. I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old that just found out about what 6-7 means. So I got to try to unpack that emotionally. I don't know, Shelly.
You've got me hooked so far. There we are on that. Go ahead.
But there's vendors there as well, too, right?
Yes.
So we'll have some people doing amazing things with chilies, anything from hot chili oils through cocktail mixes that are using the chili in their product. Some food vendors, right? A Michigan pizza guy, My Pizza Michigan, I think is how he does it. But yeah, food vendors.
So be prepared to eat.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. That's the concept. The celebration of the chili was the notion.
Yes.
And then music and comedy is the, I think, the structure by which it all sits on, exactly.
And we're also having a hot sauce eating contest.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
and
how does
so
that work?
Really, when I say prepare your Tums, that's what I mean, you know.
Tums,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so we'll be having a hot sauce eating contest because Fat Baby, one of the amazing things, it's funny because I became a fan as a customer of theirs when he says that, you know, folks really come out. What he's not lying. I first found them years ago at the Fulton Street Farmers Market. And so Breakfast Baby, which is one of the sauces you see in studio, I actually have on my eggs in the morning. And so they've got such a cool line of all these different sauces. And so I'm really excited because the contest, I think, is maybe going to be maybe like a choose your own adventure style.
Absolutely,
or something.
Yeah.
And so it'll be cool to see who can hold out the longest because some of these are spicy. They are hot. Yeah, so it's going to be really fun.
Last one of the table wins, eh?
Yeah.
So one of the most important things about the festival, though, is all of this stuff is designed to really highlight the chili. But at the end of the day, what we thought would be amazing is trying to bring our company, Fani, fully in line with community, right? And so at the end of the day, proceeds will go to support 3 really amazing charities in town that are doing excellent, excellent work at trying to address mental health issues in our city. I Understand, which does pre and most importantly post-care for suicide events. 440, which is a sort of a new charity centered in that same realm. And then my friend Shandy Longcord runs Embracing. Yeah, you know Shandy. Okay. Embracing Imperfections is such an amazing group too, doing really, really great work in schools, which is where real kind of traction can be made on this issue.
We need to get her back on air for sure. It's been,
I'll
been
let her
a
know.
Bit. Let her
Shout
know.
Out Shandy.
Call me, as they say. Cool. What else is important that we know, Virginia?
Let's see. I think you can bring your whole family. That's important to know. This is going to be an indoor event. So if it's cold, which it has been forever, we're here in the tundra. If it's cold, you can be inside, which is great. And it's at the intersection. So what a great, you know, classic Grand Rapids venue. If you haven't had a chance to come, this is a perfect reason to come out in the middle of winter. We're calling it our Icy Spicy Edition.
Yes. And then if one wanted to just check out your product, do you have a store?
So we're in Meyer Stores. We're on the Michigan Favorites end cap with 4 of our sauces. But fatbabyhotsauce.com. And then for the festival, BeerCityPepperFest.com is where you can find tickets as well.
Has this been an annual event that I've missed?
No, this is the inaugural event.
This is
event.
The first.
Yep,
okay.
Exactly.
Start with the best, as they say. All right. Well, looks like January 24th should be on our Save the Date list. Virginia, why should we care about comedy and hot sauce?
Well, I've always said, you know, if you can make pain something that you can laugh about. No, I'm just kidding. The heartburn that I've endured on this media tour. No, I think it's great because both comedy and, you know, specifically hot sauce, but, you know, the artisans, it's really a celebration of like why we all love Grand Rapids, right? What makes Grand Rapids great is the people and the people that care tremendously about showing up the best way they can. So it's like the best vendors, the best musicians, the best comedians. Like, we're all just going to be there celebrating the chili pepper, but also really, and Nate said it best, it's like really supporting these nonprofits that are, you know, doing the hard and good day-to-day work supporting mental health. So
it's been very not difficult at all to try to find vendors and
sponsors,
comics
and, yeah.
and musicians that want to come out. The minute you mention that it's all to support mental health, people are on board.
Yep, thank you. Plus, Beer City Pepper Fest. We all want to be
part of. And we want to give a shout out to Gravel Bottom Brewery, who will be our beer sponsor for the event as well.
We'll be beer there. All right, one more time, how do I best get a ticket or find out more information?
You could visit BeerCityPepperFest.com or FatBabyHotSauce.com, and you'll find it right there.
And how to find out about your work, Virginia?
Oh, you can find me at LocalSpins.com. My column is Local Grins, or at Virginia Anzengruber on Instagram.
That's your name. Thank you, Virginia and Nate. See you on the 24th.
Thanks so
much,
Shelley.
Well, they are ready for your purchase. Yep, it is that time of year, a launch of the cookie season. Girl Scouts of West of Michigan, shore to shore, strong in our own backyard throughout Michigan, ready to, well, work on their leadership and salesmanship skills. Not only talking about the cookie, but we are ready to talk about why this experience. Always a pleasure. You, of course, involved with our Girl Scouts of Michigan shore to shore, Vivian Termott, Grand Poobah. Good morning to you, Vivian.
Good morning, Shelley.
Appreciate the good work that you do in leading this team. Were you a Girl Scout?
I was not a Girl Scout. I would have really benefited from the incredible opportunities.
But look how you are leading our Girl Scouts into the future. And you know, I'll ask your favorite cookie. How's Dream Lab?
Oh, it's spectacular. We love it. We pinch ourselves every morning when we drive in.
Well, this is all about the Girl Scouts, so appropriately, Girl Scouts in studio. Good morning to you, Sylvie.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Ingrid.
Good morning.
Both representing Forest Hills Northern, Troop 4895. Sylvie, why'd you become a Girl Scout?
My sister did it when I was younger, and I really looked up to her, and she made me want to do it.
Having fun?
Yes.
What's your favorite badge?
My camping badge.
Nice. All right, Ingrid, talk to me about your reason for becoming a Girl Scout.
My sister also did it. She had a great time in her troop, and I decided to sign up in kindergarten, and I'm very proud I did.
Yes, and you're far from kindergarten now. Thank you for your, obviously, sustainability and your passion. What's your favorite badge?
My favorite badge has probably been the cooking badge. That was really fun. We got to cook and bake a bunch of different things that day.
Ooh, that'll last your life. There you are. Vivian, again, thank you for your leadership. How important are cookies to the organization?
They are vital. Cookies are the primary fundraising opportunity for girls. And what we know is that a portion of the proceeds support troop activities. So when you purchase Girl Scout cookies, you are making possible Girl Scout leadership experience for local Girl Scouts.
Well, we have our wonderful display. We'll take a picture of all of the varieties. Be careful what you wish for. There's a cookie for every taste. How does it work, Vivian, before I turn to the girls? Am I still going to get a knock on the door from today's Girl Scout?
Absolutely. So Girl Scout cookie season has launched here in our region, and that means your neighborhood Girl Scouts will be knocking on your door, but we've also made it incredibly easy for you. Findcookies.org. That's the place to go.
Wonderful. And will we see you pop up at various places in town as well?
Absolutely. That comes a little bit later. That's late February into March, and you will see us at your local favorite retailers.
All right, Sylvie, step up to the microphone. How does selling the cookie help you in your skills of leadership?
It helps me in my skills of leadership by learning how to attend to a business. Like, for example, I learn money management, making ideas, people skills, and that really helps me to succeed in the long run.
All right, putting you on the spot, Ingrid. I'm ready to purchase some cookies. Would you give me a sales pitch, please?
Sure. We have so many different flavors of cookies, and the buying cookies helps support our troop. So this allows us to go on many different adventures and learn a lot of new things.
So if I don't purchase cookies, you may not be able to adventure, and I don't want that to happen.
Yes.
Because it does, provide those dollars. What are some of the activities your favorite activities you like to do?
One time we went on this boat on Lake Michigan. That was really fun. We learned about all the life in the water, and yeah, that was really cool to do. We also went to Chicago once, and that was really fun too. We walked all over the place.
All right. Back to you, Sylvie, and the sales pitch, please. Okay. Yeah, I might be interested in maybe some Girl Scout cookies here. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you have to offer and why I should support you?
So all these flavors are delicious, and actually my favorite is the Caramel Delight. Delicious. It's caramel with coconut.
Nice. And I guess I'll ask if I make my order now. It's Monday. How soon will I get my cookies? Do you know? Or Vivian, do you want to step in?
Sure, absolutely. It'll be in the middle of February when those land and are delivered.
I just, you know, I'm always scheduled. There we go. Staying with you, Sylvie, one more time. Are there any new cookies this year?
Oh, yes. We have the Explore Mores this year. It's a Rocky Road-inspired cookie, and it's delicious.
Good. You want to add to that, Ingrid?
I think they're really good. They're like a sandwich cookie, and they do taste like Rocky Road, also kind of like chocolate frosting, and I definitely recommend them.
Good. All right. You're going to force me to run an extra mile if I get into those Thin Mints. What do you think, Ingrid, is our most favorite cookie?
My favorite cookie would be the Thin Mints. I also think it's the most popular. Lots of people also like the Caramel Delights, too.
Yes, very nice. Vivian Dermott bringing you back in yet again. It's important, the taste. First of all, what's your favorite cookie?
Oh, the peanut butter patty, no question.
Yes, very nice. Give me a little more of an example of how the girls are using their business skills here.
Absolutely. What's fascinating is recently we've started digital marketing. So every Girl Scout has her own digital marketplace. So learning to navigate that, set it up, create a video that can be shared via link. There's a lot of technology involved, and it's really an interesting learning experience for them.
So again, Sylvie, we've got the Adventurefuls, Explore Mores, Peanut Butter Patties, and more. What's another of your favorite memories or things you've done with Girl Scouts and look forward to continue doing?
Something memorable was, which goes back to my favorite badge, is when we went camping together. I think it was a really great experience.
Yes. So your add to that, Ingrid?
I also really enjoyed one time our troop went to a museum, and that was really cool. It was a few years ago, but we had a great time there.
What's the statistic, Vivian? Girl Scouts become leaders and just CEOs like you in their future lives?
What the research tells us is that Girl Scout alum tend to outperform their non-Girl Scout peers. What that means is they're more likely to participate in community service, more likely to take on leadership experiences, and more likely to be just really active participants in the life of their community.
And I know the microphone's graced your presence at the Dream Lab. You're now officially open for programming one more time. We'll start with you, Vivian. What's this Dream Lab all about?
The Girl Scout Dream Lab is an experience center for Girl Scouts where they can participate in STEAM activities and have all kinds of hands-on experiences in a space designed for Girl Scouts by Girl Scouts.
Well, what a future for future Girl Scouts and present Girl Scouts. Ingrid, you've had a taste of Girl Scouts Dream Lab.
Yeah, I went there and I liked it a lot because it was so versatile. There were so many different meeting places there, so many different troops can come there and do a bunch of different things there, and
have a great time trying different things.
Wonderful. What'd we do, Vivian? We worked the saw, the girls worked the saw, and then we did the dino
That's right.
Wall.
That's right. We did the climbing wall, and the chomp saw was a big, and then there's also that media booth, a lot like this.
Yes, that is, we'll be back to that. Last comments, I kind of like to work with overachievers. Are you both, I'll start with you, Ingrid, looking forward to earning your gold award?
Yes, I plan to get it in the next few years.
Well, that answers that. How about you, Sylvie? Pressure.
Me as well.
Good. Go for the gold. We'll get you back on once that's achieved. Thank you, and appreciate both you, Sylvie and Ingrid, for the cookie exploration, and may you sell many. Vivian Termott, please close out our conversation on behalf of Girl Scouts of Michigan Shore to Shore.
Oh, the Girl Scout cookie season is an incredible time for girls to develop leadership skills and participate in the largest girl-led entrepreneurship program in the world. So support your local Girl Scouts.
Great. One more time, back to a learning process. How do I order my cookies?
Findcookies.org.
All right, so I'm going to order several boxes. Thank you, ladies. Your inspiration for the day, according to Khalil Gibran, you talk when you cease to be at peace with your thoughts. Happy Monday to you. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Shelley Irwin.